I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, July 24th, 2017. And as has been our tradition at the Berlin Council for many, many years, we'd like to invite everyone to join the council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item on the agenda is the approval of the executive session minutes of July 10th.
Motion to approve.
All right, we have a motion to approve the July 10th executive session minutes by Councilmember Goyas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Council, make a note that all council members are present except for Councilmember Burrell. Okay, and that the motion passed 4-0. And next is this statement for the reason for the executive session. We have more than one item, but they are all related to consulting with our legal counsel or town attorney to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. Item 1C is the approval of the regular session minutes for July 10th.
Motion to approve there.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the minutes as presented by Councilmember Goyas. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the motion passed 4-0. Next, item 2 on the agenda is the motion, actually, 2017-20, which is the approval of change orders for the West Street project, which is now finally in the phase where it can do the paving.
Right.
So, let's go ahead.
It'll be me.
Okay.
And then Darl's here if you have any questions.
Okay.
So I can't feel he's going to be helping me out. So last week I asked Mayor and Council via email if they would approve our recommended approach for paving West Street, which is allowable under state of Maryland law, to pull them via email, and they agreed to support staff recommendation. We're reviewing this again tonight in the interest of transparency at the recommendation of the town attorney. So before you, you have a staff report in which I outline paving options 1, 2, and 3. They're on page 2 of the report. This includes, our recommendation is paving option 3, which includes change order number 2, replacing water and sewer connections to various homes along West Street. That change order netted out, along with the increase in paving, to increase the total cost of the project by $90,502.18. The issue with paving was pretty complicated because we have cement down the center of the road, and as Water Resources and the contractor were working to change and replace the water and sewer connections, they were cutting into the asphalt and the concrete. So it was a challenge for EA Engineering and the contractor to come up with an approach for the final paving of the project that would work given the challenges of keeping the cement, the asphalt stable, given the fact that the cement is a much more solid, steady surface. But we think we've got a good plan, which involves putting down a base coat, letting the utilities settle, which they've done, putting down a base coat, which they've done today. They will be moving to also add a layer of, I think it's called paving fabric or street fabric, just like we did on Jefferson Street, which should ensure the integrity of the road so that it's smooth. So as folks travel on it, it stays flat and smooth, and then they'll be paving over that. We think that this recommendation has the highest chance for long-term life expectancy of the road, and it should result in a nice finished final product so that the folks that live there will have to be able to ride, drive on the road and it will be nice and smooth for a long period of time.
I realize Jane's not here tonight, but am I correct in my understanding that when we did that on Jefferson, when we used the material there, that we that it prolonged, I'll just say, the initial asphalt, because for years when we just put asphalt without any, what I'll call, special treatment for the size that initially in the middle is concrete or whatever that is, the mixture, it would crack quicker.
Right.
And the idea of tear, Jefferson Street so far, it's not showing those signs in any way so far. And that was, what, about 3 years ago?
Yeah, I believe he did it right before. He had that four. I think he did it right before I started.
Okay. Well, it's just, you know, like I said, from a practical standpoint, hopefully, Jefferson, and that was the reason we had to take that on faith.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think we at least have some evidence that it works in that respect.
Right.
In terms of hopefully expanding the longevity.
Right. And if you look at the table on page 2 of the staff report where I outline the paving options 1, 2, and 3, the one that we're recommending is more expensive, and that is a function of the paving fabric, but we think that that's really good. Long term work out to be the best solution.
Are you looking for a motion, Bill?
I am, unless you have questions for Darrell, and I think there might be some folks from West Street who might want to say something.
It's not a formal hearing, but it's a meeting. So that's a move. Well, there's
I got a thumbs up from Sue Neiman, so that's a good sign.
If there aren't any questions, I'll make the motion to move forward with the
paper. Darrell, do we have anything that
I don't have much to add. I think Laura provided a great synopsis. It's the similar approach that was provided on Jefferson Street, short of a very, very expensive option of removing all the concrete in the road.
Yeah.
This is the most economical and best approach for a very aesthetic and longevity project.
I do have one question.
Okay. Contractors told us today between 2 and 3 we will be complete.
Okay.
You should see a lot of activity this week. They got the base along the trench, provided weather, and they got their steadfast long finishing this project.
The photos you have up here are photos that were taken this afternoon, so we're putting the base foot down. Yeah, I'm ready for a motion, but
okay.
Motion to move forward with the paving project on West Street.
Under which option?
Option number 3, as recommended by the town administrator and our engineer.
Okay. We have a motion by Council Member Tindall to approve paving option number 3, which I guess is the simplest way to say it is adds additional paving costs to the project and brings the total to $426,402. That's everything.
Right?
And that's so that would be approximately $42,000 higher than what we originally bid and expected several months ago.
If I could just clarify that, actually it's $90,000 more than what the council originally authorized.
Oh, so the additional is $90,000.
Project, yeah. If you look, that's what that references at the bottom of the table on page 2.
Right, so it's an additional $90,500.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a motion by Council Member Tindall to approve the recommended paving option. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. Motion passes 4-0. I didn't try to influence the vote, but it's exciting to see West Street moving on up, you know, and it's been a key roadway in our town forever, but over time it's going to look as good and be as nice as any street we have, and that's it was overdue, but hey, it's happening. Okay, next we have agenda item 3, is the motion to approve application for a program open space grant for Steve Decatur Park tennis court repairs and upgrades.
Correct.
And this is going to be handled by Administrative Services Director Mary Bolden.
As indicated in the staff report included in your packets, for the first time in a number of years, Worcester County was able to allocate $20,000 to Berlin for this year's program open space monies. It's obviously fortunate that they've allocated this $20,000. Unfortunately, $20,000 when it comes to park projects is not a lot of money. However, it will help us in the completion of the tennis courts project, which already has funding allocated of $215,000 from the Community Parks and Playgrounds program. So this $20,000 would be in addition to that. It is the only project that we have available to complete at this time. The monies have to be spent by July of 2018, so we would not be able to have any other project up and running and completed within that period of time. Therefore, staff is recommending the approval of the program open space grant application for $20,000.
Does anyone have any questions for Mary regarding the proposed grant application for program open space?
Go ahead. Can you explain how item number 5 on the bid for a detailed cost estimate will, if we amend that $115,489 line item for lighting, how will that affect our grant application?
Well, the budget that is here is the current cost estimates that we are working with. This is a somewhat different budget than was submitted with the Community Parks and Playgrounds budget. The electric department has already purchased that lighting because the pricing that they received at that time, it was a matter of, here's a good price, go for it. The price of $115 includes not only the purchase of the lighting, but also the installation. I believe that Tim has to contract with an outside vendor for a piece of equipment to help install it. So that is one line item that at this point we're kind of committed to. It would be very difficult to amend that at this point.
Okay, that answered my question.
No other questions. I'll make a motion to approve $20,000.
Mr. Mayor?
And if you don't mind just identifying dual role here as citizen.
Mike Riley, chairman of the Berlin Parks Commission, and we've been in favor of this all along. We had hoped that this would have been accomplished right after the tennis court, the basketball courts are done. It's the same type of hazard. I don't play tennis, but looking at those, I don't know how the people maintain their ankle. We're in favor of it, and I think it will be a big asset of the people that play and voice opinions to us at times, and I've talked to some of them, so we have no problem at all. Okay. And we hope that it comes to fruition. I think it would have been done earlier if it hadn't have been for that, blacktop that was underneath of it. They hadn't anticipated that. It was done years ago, so there's a cost overrun, the main part of it.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion
to approve the open space grant application for Steve Decatur Park Tennis Courts.
We have a motion by Council Member Birmingham to approve the application in the amount of $20,000 from Program Open Space for use in the tennis court project at Steve Decatur Park. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
And I just want to say, it is not very nice to see program open space funds being talked about. I mean, they vanished for a while. And hopefully, maybe that's a sign, you don't know. I can't read too much into it, but maybe it's a sign that the financial picture for all of that kind of support is at least moving in the right direction. It's small, but that's a lot better than nothing.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next is our departmental reports. First, Finance Director Natalie Salee.
Good evening, everybody. I don't have questions. We are getting ready for the audit. Our preliminary date is August the 3rd. PPS and company will be here on site for a day to do some expense testing and look at our bank reconciliation. And then September 11th through September 15th is our official week for the audit. They will complete everything else that's on the schedule. So finance department basically is getting ready for the audit.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions for Natalie? Next is Administrative Services Director Mary Baldwin.
A couple of updates. The Henry Park restroom is being manufactured as we speak. I don't yet have a delivery date estimate, but obviously the fact that it's actually being manufactured right now says that it should be pretty soon. He had initially said toward the end of summer, so we're right on track.
Okay.
At your next meeting, the first meeting of August, I believe it's the 14th, I will be presenting a Community Parks and Playgrounds grant application for the Stephen Decatur restroom. Just so that you know, that will be on the agenda. And we have had to cancel Grease being shown for the second time this past weekend. We just can't seem to get that one off the ground, so I think we're going to substitute something else. But this coming weekend, we do have Back to the Future being shown in Stephen Decatur Park on Saturday.
Great. Thank you. Next is the Electric Utility Director, Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a few things to report on. One is the police department site. The main service cable, primary, that's been installed, energized, tested, and then the back feed has also been installed. The one thing we're waiting on right now is the electrician to run the secondary cables from inside the building back out to the transformer. Other than that, we're completely finished. Also, at the power plant, we had a fuel. Over the past couple of weeks, I guess you realize we've had to run several times. We've actually ran 9 times so far this year. As far as the ISP so far on the regional, which is the RTO, that occurred on Wednesday the 19th, and that was 146,000 megawatts, 813. And then the highest DPL occurred on Thursday the 20th, which was 3,820 megawatts. During that generation time period over the past 2 weeks, we had several issues that occurred at the power plant on two different engines, number 2 and number 4. They're both Mitsubishi engines. Number 2, what happened there was on, actually, it happened on July 13th. The number 2 engine shut down under what's called high exhaust temperature alarm. And what we found out there's a device called the intercooler, which sits on top of the engine that became clogged. It's where it has turbos, there's 4 of them that sit on top of the engine, and it's where the air flows through the turbo, goes into the intercooler, and then the intercooler cools the exhaust gases. One of them had, there's 2 of them, one of them had became clogged, so it basically shut down the engine before it could damage it. I had to bring a company called Bay Diesel in from Virginia Beach, and they looked over the engine and everything, and they determined that the intercooler was clogged on it, which we had to have it removed, taken out, cleaned, and tested, and brought back. That still needs to be installed. But what we did on the number 2 engine is we actually figured out a way to get it back up and running by derating the output of it from 1.6 to 1.3. So the engine is actually operating right now. We just had to load it a little bit. And then the number 4 engine, we had an issue with it on the over-impedance alarm. Basically, what we found out there was a device called the Woodward controller, which is basically the computer that operates it. And it was receiving a signal that said it had an alarm, which would turn and shut the engine down and make sure it doesn't damage it. So we had to bring in a relay specialist, figure out what was going on with that. We ended up taking one off the old engine, number three, and moved it to number four to get it to operate. So all four engines are up and running now. Two and four were down at multiple times, but we were able to get them back up and running. So right now we've ran nine times so far. We're not supposed to run this week, so we got a little break there to do some maintenance and things like that.
And basically, usually, traditionally, you run what, up until about the first week of September?
Yes, about the first, second week of September. In comparison to last year total, we ran a total of 22 times, I believe. And so far this year, we've run nine times.
So roughly about halfway through.
Yep.
If anything normal anymore.
Yeah, okay. Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions for Tim, maybe to the electric utility?
Yeah, I'd like to know what was going on at my personal pole in front of my house.
Oh, this past weekend?
Right. With no failure in electric.
It was hit by light.
Is that right?
Yeah, it blew up both the transformers, knocked out that pumping station.
Oh, okay.
Right there in front of your house.
Well, I had electric the whole time, that's why I couldn't think.
Yeah, you were fed off another transformer. It looks like this one actually took a direct hit because it went through two protective devices to get to the transformer themselves and it made it all the way through. So we ended up having to replace both transformers.
I would have stopped and gave you a hand, but I was late for that.
Well, that could never be late.
You guys are right, please.
No,
that was a good one.
Yeah, next time.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Tim? Next is Police Chief Arnold Allen.
Just want to report that we had a wonderful time on the 12th at Jolly Rogers, and we want to go ahead and thank the staff and Dean for supplying the entrance for the 44 kids that we had from Worcester Youth to attend that day. It's the first time we actually had an actual bus to go ahead and bring in the group because it's the largest group we've ever had. We did up there have quite a few community partners help us out. We had Robin Tomaselli actually was a chaperone, but she also provided desserts for that day.
Okay.
Ruth from Main Street Deli was really up there, cut us a great deal on sandwiches and fruit salad for all the kids. And we had Laura and Pat actually own a nail salon actually on 346. They assisted, and we actually had Joe Kerr, one of our officers, with Bernita and Lisa and myself, all chaperones, so we had a wonderful time.
Excellent.
Next one is going to be Stratosphere. That's going to be in Del Mar, Trampoline Place. If anybody wants to volunteer, just give me a call. So. Again, I was just riding and trying to herd them when they get to Del Mar Pizza for dinner. No bouncing for me, but one of the time in the pizza, they're loving. No issues, no problem. They just love to have that. So, again, Worcester Youth is doing a wonderful job, you know, with the program, with the activities they're providing, you know. For most of the days of the week, they have something going on. So, through the program. That's all I can report.
And I think all of us want to thank you publicly, as we, from time to time, for all the effort that you, particularly, but also the entire department makes to work with our youth. I think, a really great investment. We're not talking about a lot of dollars, but the relationships, the trust, and the goodwill is nearly priceless, and it's just nice to see.
And then you go ahead and get a couple of community partners that go a long way. So yeah. I would say thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Any questions from the chief? Next is our planning zoning director, Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I just have a couple of calling community notes this evening. I've had some inquiries in my office about the further road closings at Seahawk Road for the apartment complex that's being constructed there. I spoke with the site contractor last week. It won't be necessary to close the road again because we were concerned that the school year was approaching. When do you expect to do this? You know, because they had to close it to get under the road for the town utilities to service the apartment complex. But they still have widening to do out near the intersection of Seahawk and Route 50 for that turn lane. That was all part of their development agreement and the original site plan. The contractor tells me he'll be able to do it from the land on the east side of Seahawk Road without disturbing traffic flow. So that was something we needed to pin down, and we were after him for a couple of months to give us a schedule. And as it turns out, he won't need to close Seahawk Road. So his intention is to be done sometime in August with that road widening. So it'll be before school starts at the high school and the middle school. You know, that's his intention, I guess, depending on weather. Materials. Another one as far as road closings or delays. Possible that tomorrow you'd see delays out by the new AGH Cancer Center building. No disruption in the road, no demolition of the road surface, but they will be boring underneath the road for utilities. Tim made me aware of this last week at our department head meeting. I just want people to know that, because we'll get calls in. What's going on there? And that's what it is. They're boring under the road for some of the utilities and I guess the cable service and the wireless service and Tim's infrastructure. Another project you see going on has been the State Highway doing the new sidewalks along Main Street, South Main Street. We've gotten some calls from property owners and residents in the area. The contractor is responsible for getting a release from these property owners to do the work in front of their house, especially if it's going to impact their front lawns or their retaining walls or their driveways. And they're supposed to give them a minimum of 24 hours notice. So if you were coming out to work in the morning, there's not, you know, sidewalk torn up and you can't get your car out, or when you're coming home there isn't wet concrete there, you can't get your car in. But evidently that the contractor on the job for State Highway wasn't early with these releases and with the notification for the residents. So we've had some issues. I've talked to the resident engineer on the project for State Highway, and their aim is to make all of South Main Street and Main Street ADA compliant, Americans with Disabilities Act compliant. And most of that has to do with the slope and the cross slope. The running slope being the direction you walk on the sidewalk, in this case parallel to Main Street, South Main Street. The cross slope is down to the curb line from the high point, maybe at someone's front lawn, perpendicular to Main Street. And that's why some sections are not being done. They were compliant as they were. So they're trying to match up. The widths seem to be okay for the travel distance. And one other thing people have asked, and it wasn't in your original plan, but now they are going to do it on the, I guess you would call it the west side of Main Street. We have a lot of older sidewalk there that's broken up, that you see the tree roots that pushed up. His intention is to make all the sidewalk ADA compliant, so they will be being replaced also at the end of the project. So that's another question I've gotten. They seem to all be working on the one side. So we're still going to have that flagger out there and, you know, in, you know, all day until that work is complete.
But basically, in general, I think most people just consider the tripping hazards because of the concrete being uprooted by the roots, all that's going to be taken care of.
Right, that's exactly. And that's probably the main problem was the growth of the trees over the years, and it's never been replaced, and now it will be.
Tim, do you have in your office a blueprint or diagram of the exit and the entrance of the apartment buildings at Stephen Decatur?
I do.
Okay.
It's on the site, yes.
Okay, I want to stop by and take a look at it.
Sure.
I think we looked at it one time, but I can't remember.
It's been a while.
One of the concerns is, you know what my concern is the traffic, making sure the traffic doesn't impact Flower Street.
They have curb barriers, I'll call them, that make it you have to turn towards the high school and towards Route 50. You can't come out of there and make a left.
Yeah. That's the way I remember it.
I guess unless you've got a nice four-wheel drive and you drive over that stuff. But that's the, that was, that traffic, that was part of State Highway's comments on the project where they required them to widen the lane further up and lengthen it, you know, so that people going out to 50 heading east, they're dumping off quicker and getting out of the way of people going straight over 50 or headed west towards Salisbury. They wanted to ease that stacking, so that was all part of it.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
When all the traffic is going in the mornings.
Yeah. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
No, thank you. Thank you. Next is Economic and Community Development Director, Ivy Wells.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I hope everyone has seen the new slow down in our town banners that we're going to be using whenever there's a lull in banner and event activity. So I think, especially now with new people coming into town, I think that they came out really nice. So I hope everybody likes those banners up there.
Was this a suggestion from the pedestrian safety folks, the committee, or just something?
No, it just came about in a meeting. Laura and I were talking about it, and there they are.
They ought to be very pleased, and I'm glad that, thank you.
Yeah, we've gotten lots of compliments on them, actually, from the business owners.
Good.
And then the partnership that I have with the Mariner family, with the Artisan's Green, a piece of property that's next to Go Organic and House by Salvage. He is very much into this partnership, and he has actually purchased some misters. So when it's hot out, he'll set up some misters, and then he said that we could also use those for a variety of other town events if it's too hot outside.
Wow.
Working with John Fager, Small Town Throwdown, we're still trying to finalize the bands and the food and the vendors for that. And working on Christmas and New Year's Eve planning, and we will be doing a kids ball drop this year.
I think, great idea.
The kids ball drop will be at 6 p.m.
Okay. And I believe, and double check, I'm not exactly sure, but I checked it, because I believe that's the same time as the ball drop in the other Berlin across the
pond. I believe so, yeah.
Across the pond, and maybe there might be some way to tie that in for some good publicity and goodwill, because our neighbors to the east have been very, very supportive in recent years of ballpark events. So, good. Excellent.
That's any age kid, right, Ivy?
Yeah. Pardon?
That's any age kid, right?
Big kids.
We're all kids. Kids at heart.
Kids at heart.
I do have one question. Can you gather the information for the website statistics that you sent out last week?
I have a statistics that's about this thick, but I just sent the highlights. But I can give you a copy of everything that I go through, search engine results, what people typed in.
I'd just like to see last year's data so that we
can
see if it's grown or where it's grown.
I think it, usually I don't like to say how much it's gone up, but it's gone up, I think, somewhere between 15 and 20%.
Awesome. If you can pass that.
I'll get that to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, just to share with everybody, it's just another one of the many measuring sticks we have. Good. Thank you. Anyone else have any other questions or comments, Brad? All right, next is Managing Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Three quick things. Behind you, you have a new logo. Fills that hole up, I think, nicely. Number two, we started on Saturday. Contractors been in Town Hall on the exterior. Anything that's green, i.e. the awning, the windows, the doors, the downspouts, the guttering, all that's getting a fresh look. It's being painted and repaired. So that's an ongoing project. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Then on Wednesday of this week, we'll have folks over in Ivy's Ward over at the Visitor Center. The space that she occupies for her office, if you've been over there, the walls are roughly 8 foot tall. The ceiling is about 11 foot tall. So we're going to fill that void in between the gentleman's little privacy. And that should take a couple, 3 days. So we'll do that. That's all.
Excellent sign, Jeff.
very, very tasteful.
Excuse me?
Very tasteful and basically just, you know, a great reproduction of the logo. And hopefully it'll be there for a long, long time.
It will.
So, no, appreciate it. I know it took some time to get all that worked out. So, we've all very much appreciated it. Any questions for Jeff?
I would like to say one thing. Thank you for going to the opiate event that was held at SU for the town.
It was very fascinating.
Is there anything that you would like to share?
Well, I think, first of all, the opioid symposium at Salisbury University was sponsored by Governor Hogan. What impressed me, the expert panel, you had folks from law enforcement, folks from rehab, folks from the healthcare world. I mean, it just go on and on and on. And the way they started the symposium, they basically gave each of the subject matter experts some time to share how the epidemic is affecting them. Very fascinating when you hear what you may think is a cure. You know, these folks would say it's not the cure. And then the other thing that was announced, it was actually on the news, the governor has earmarked $50 million for this campaign as well. And it's staggering if you look at the statistics. I mean, it blew my mind away. One of the statistics that actually is still etched in my mind, and they said this was from 3 years ago. Current data, they said should be out sometime in August. But nationwide, 4 out of 10 youth ages 18 and younger have had an experience with opioids. Staggering.
And Chief, we're still proceeding well with our drug drop-off to the new police station?
It's already done. Again, all we have to do is, again, the sheriff's office has them, or we can go ahead and one of the issues already been taken care of.
Thank you, sir.
And one of the things I'd share, too, that is still out there were probably 200 people in attendance. And this one lady stood up, and she was an elderly lady, and she said that she was a grandmother, and she said she was very much at fault for something that she had done. And she shared it was heart-wrenching. She said that she had a grandson that played middle school football, came home from football practice one afternoon, and his shoulder was hurting. So she didn't want to take him to the doctor, so what she chose to do, she broke off a piece of a Oxycontin, gave it to him, a piece of it. She said it was the worst mistake I made. She said he liked it. And then he apparently got to the medicine chest, took all that, and then he elevated to the next, and she said 6 months later she found him dead with a needle in the arm.
That's a shame.
Well, thank you for the very
thank you for sharing
that.
Yes, why it quit.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. All right, number five on our agenda tonight is the town administrator's report.
Yeah, it's hard to follow up after that. We are participating in a number of ways with the opioid task force in Worcester County. Chief Arnold's got several folks attached to him. I go to those meetings, which one of which is tomorrow morning at 8:30 in Stanville. So I have two announcements to make. One of which is we're putting a resident meeting together for the folks on Baker Street so that the engineer that we've hired to do the reconstruction work can talk to the residents about the plan that he has put together. So we've scheduled that meeting for August 10th here in this room at 6 p.m. and we have a flyer that we put together that will go out to the residents tomorrow morning. So anybody's welcome to attend, but I think the focus really is going to be on Baker Street, those plans, and so if you're interested in hearing more about that, you're welcome to come to the meeting. Again, that meeting is August 10th here in this room at 6 p.m. And the other item I had was the Chevy Tahoe. That's a budgeted item. We need your authorization for in order to purchase. And I don't know if the chief wants to add anything to it, but it's a regular budgeted item to replace the vehicle.
Mm-hmm. It actually is budgeted, and it's going to replace one of the last two Crown Vics.
So I just need a motion to approve the purchase.
Mayor, if you recall, I was the one that brought this up, comparing the Chevy Tahoes to those Ford Explorers. Those Ford Explorers, the chief, correct me if I'm wrong, they've been recalled with those police packages. I think that we made a heck of a decision going ahead with these Tahoes. If I'm not mistaken, town administrator, maybe you will tell us whether or not, I think it came in a little bit under what we originally budgeted for.
I don't think we budgeted like 35 or...
It didn't, because the $20,000 never got put in last year's budget, so we were short on that line. But the actual amount, dollar amounts, are actually lower because the demand was higher. They put more out. So again, the supply and demand, even though more agencies are going to it, that there's all that benefit, put more out there, and we don't have that delay anymore.
And you've got the first one already deployed? Or is this the first one?
This will be the first one.
This will be the first one.
We'll be looking at the next one out there coming in after the year.
Well, then I'd like to make that motion that we go ahead and we authorize this if no one else has any other questions.
Do any of our officers say they have any trouble with the Ford Interceptor, Chief?
And again, we will call it Ford Explorer since everything gets confused because they keep using the names over again. Again, every vehicle up there has hiccups, so we've actually had one that actually had some issues, but again, it's all mechanical, straight to Pittsville, taken care of.
So we have a motion by Councilmember Boyes to approve the requisition of $33,522 for a 2017 Chevy Tahoe for the police department. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And again, and thank you, Councilmember Goyes, because you brought that to our attention sometime in the spring.
I know I was steadfast in my request.
Yes, you were. And then I just want to acknowledge that and thank you. All right. I don't have any comments tonight. Does anyone?
No, sir. I think I saw our new ditch cutting machine. I don't know what the actual wording for that is. Over by Buckingham.
Ditch-witch.
And it looked like a ditch witch.
A ditch witch.
And it looked like a great purchase. They were making some nice headway with those ditches.
We're going to do your front yard next.
I won't have to cut for a while, that's for sure.
Good. Excellent. That's good.
That's the only thing I'd like to.
The guys did a great good job on the patchwork in front of the Head Start.
Oh, good. Yeah, I drove over that the other day.
Yeah, I did too. Good. I've been trying to go over each other. It's bumping them out, but it's
very good. Yeah, good. I like that.
All right. Do we have any comments from anyone who's in attendance tonight? Anyone would like to address the council or ask questions or any manner of things? Do we have any questions or comments from the press? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. I'll take the easy.
Thank you so much. Stand. Officially adjourned. And thank you for your
Hey, we need to keep us all. Have a good night.